Yeah, it was like in another one of those TED Talks too, where it was like when we're not focusing on like who we truly are and like what we're good at, it's like such an energy suck, right? Like, and as women and moms, like we only have so much time in the day when we have kids and whatnot. And it's like if we're not focusing on what, you know, brings us joy and what makes us happy and like who we actually are as a person, then mm-hmm. no wonder we're so, you know, exhausted. It's like we're trying so hard to either be someone else, fix ourselves, when we have all of the power, like you said, in ourselves. And we don't need to be anybody else except us. And it's really just like finding those superpowers and using them.
Hi guys, I'm your host Megan Van Diepender, and this is the Empowerhood Podcast. I am so happy to have you here. You know, motherhood is hard, and we are going to talk about all of the hard things that just are not talked about enough. So buckle up and enjoy this episode.
Grace, how are you doing today?
Hey Meg, great to be back.
I know, yeah, we got a nice new exciting topic to talk about today. So everyone listening in, I have Grace Loney back here with me today, and we're going to have another discussion. Today we're going to talk about our strengths and how to really focus on, you know, what we're good at over, you know, what we're bad at, and to stop trying to, you know, fix ourselves, I guess you can say. So Grace, I had you take that quiz, which I'm going to link below. What did you think of this quiz?
Yeah, well, it's funny because I went to log in and I've already done it before. I don't remember doing it, but I must have done it in a past life in corporate America.
I think it's pretty popular. So it's a VIA survey on, you know, character traits. So you take it personally. And how long did it take you to do?
I probably got through it in less than 10 minutes.
Yeah, it's not super long.
I think it was about 96 questions, but they're really easy. Like, you just click through really fast.
Yeah. Yeah. I love taking it. So I think I was introduced to this quiz like 4 or 5 years ago, and I've taken it a bunch of times and I literally get the same results every time. But I think seeing for me that this is who I am, and then I can actually see like, am I showing up as these strengths that I have? So like my top five, so my number one is honesty. I wrote this down. My second one is spirituality. Where did I write it down? Spirituality. My third one is creativity. My fourth one is love of learning. And then my fifth one is gratitude. So I kind of go through and I'm like, am I living an honest, authentic life? Am I, you know, really dialing into my spirituality? Like, am I trusting God? Am I trusting the universe that there's like a bigger plan? And same with like creativity. Like, I really dialed into that this year, getting back into doing hair. Like, am I using my creativity, you know, the best way that I can? Did you feel like that when you got your results? What were your results?
Yeah, it was funny because I could see my results. I think when I took it was 2019. And then I retook it again here in 2024. And my top strength has always been love of learning. So it was that in 2019 and it showed up again. I was like, okay, I guess we haven't changed much, but maybe that's a good thing.
Right.
That one didn't surprise me, but like some of them, I was like, oh, okay. You know what I mean? Sometimes when something is a strength of yours, it's so innate that you oftentimes don't even, like, you discount it. You're like, oh, well, that's just natural. Like, you know, or that's easy. So that's not a strength of mine. But like for other people, they're like, well, that's really cool that you can do that. Being aware, oh, that's a strength of mine. That's not just something that everybody has. Mm-hmm. Is kind of interesting.
Yeah, totally. And I think this came up when we were talking over the weekend, because you were like, we were talking about getting up early, and I'm like, oh yeah, I get up at 4:30 no matter what. And you're like, wow, Megan, that's like crazy. And I was like, well, discipline is one of my biggest strengths. And I think, so I am really good at discipline. I think as women, we don't give ourselves enough credit because we don't want to sound like we're like bragging about ourselves. So when something comes to you easily, that's a strength of yours, right? Like even just learning, like that's a huge strength. I think listening for you, like you are such a good listener, Grace. Like I think that's such a huge strength of yours. You like genuinely are interested in what people have to say. And I love that about you. And like, but I think like as women, we write that off. Like, I mean, even think like we have a hard time taking a compliment, you know, like if someone gives you a compliment, most people are like, oh, this old thing, you know, like no big deal.
Yeah.
It's hard for us to be like, yeah, I'm really good at that. You know, we don't own up to our strengths. We write it off. And then instead we focus on, you know, what we're bad at or, you know, what we need to work on. And that's like why I wanted to bring this up today and just kind of go over some things of like, how can we, you know, actually give ourselves credit for things that we're good at and put our energy into those things so we can be more like ourselves.
Yeah. Everything you just said, I was like, wow. Okay. So Meg and I were at the, Women's Expo over the weekend. So there was 5,000 people that came through. Meg and I each had our own kind of separate booths and we ended up talking to a lot of women, hundreds of women. And I noticed that theme. Anytime you would compliment somebody, they'd be like, oh no. Like they wouldn't receive that. Mm-hmm. And part of, I don't know if you felt this way, Meg, but part of what was really magical for me at that event for me personally was creating my booth and having people come through complimenting my booth. This looks great. And just feeling really good and like standing in my power. Mm-hmm. Like, yes, B, like you got this. You have something of value to offer. Stand here proudly. Accept those compliments, right? But it is something that for whatever reason, women and like, I'm not saying I don't struggle with this. Like I totally struggle with receiving compliments. Oh, but same. That day I was just like, I'm going to receive today. I'm going to stand in my power and feel good about this. But we're so pre-programmed to be like, no, I can't quite. I can't receive that. I'm not good. I'm not this, right?
Yeah, we are. And I think that starts at such a young age. Like, I don't know if you watched the TED Talks that I sent you, but the first one that I listened to, it was like this positive psychologist, and he was saying that negativity has such a deeper effect than positive outcomes. Like, you would much rather go and talk to someone about something negative and complain about it than to go and talk to someone about something positive that you might be good at or that you're doing in your life or doing for others. I mean, even just like your business and helping others, like people don't want to hear that. They want to hear how you crashed or failed today. Or, you know, someone, he even said like, this is through research and stuff that they've come up with this data, but like that someone will remember like a negative event, like someone yelling at you over someone smiling at you. You know, like small stuff like that. And that's so sad, right? It's like, why can't we look at the good in people or like the things that they're good at over what they're failing at? And I think as moms, you know, we really struggle with that, right? When you're looking at a mom, you know, and like say her kid's throwing a tantrum in a store, you know, you're looking at like, oh, well, what is she going to do about this? Not like, wow, she's handling this really well. She's handling this with ease and confidence. She's being there for her child. Instead of like focusing on like, wow, that sucks. You know, she's having a really crappy day. Her kid's out of control. She can't control her kid. It's like, how can we change the narrative to, you know, what would the world be like if we believed, you know, that everyone has these strengths instead of like focusing on what everyone's like bad at.
Yeah. What would that do for our confidence?
Right. Even like just as women, not even moms, but like especially as moms, it's like, you know, where I feel like we are in a culture of just self-comparison. And I think because it's so like competitive with that comparison, then we want to pull each other down instead of like focusing on what we're doing really well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, as a coach, like what obviously, like, you could have people take this quiz just to start focusing on their strengths. But, like, I mean, when you ask someone a question, what are your strengths? What's your superpower? I mean, what comes to your mind first?
For me personally, or if I ask somebody that?
Both, I guess.
Man, what? Yeah, like, it's hard. That's hard to answer. You're right. Like, there's that immediate resistance of, like, oh, you know, I don't want to brag, or maybe, like, you're just so not used to appreciating what is so good about you. You're not even practiced knowing what that answer is.
Yeah.
Because I immediately, when you asked me that, I was like, ooh.
Right. Like, it's like, yeah. Yeah. And I think it's because we don't really think about it first, but it's also like, do you want to say it? Do you want to say what you think is good? What are people going to think? You know, like, if you're like, whoa, well, and it almost kind of opens up a door for someone to complain about themselves too. Cause like, if you're like, oh, I'm really good with my time, someone else would be like, oh, well, I'm awful. You know, like, I waste all my time, you know, I scroll the internet. So it's like, how do you go about it to lift that other person up without feeling like you're bragging?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, I still want to hear your strengths, though, because I know you have them. I can probably list off three. That's the thing, is like, everyone can see these amazing qualities, right? When you sent me your top character strengths, I was like, yes, yes, yes. These are, like, all things that, like, I totally see you being amazing at. But, like, in your mind, you're probably like, oh, I didn't know that's like what I'm really good at.
Yeah, it's funny because you're asking me this question, what are your strengths? And my mind just immediately goes blank, and it's almost like a freeze response, you know, like fight or flight or freeze.
Yeah. Well, you're put on the spot too. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you're put on the spot, but then it's also just a tough question that we're not used to, right? Standing in our power. Yeah. So I did agree with some of my results, but I don't know if I would have picked some of them out on my own. I think definitely love of learning. Like, I am a forever student. I'm just really freaking good at learning. I've always gotten A's. Like, the A's have just come easily to me. I've gotten awards for, like, the best projects and this and that. And it was really funny because, I had a little trifold display board at the Women's Expo this past weekend, and someone was like, wow, this is giving, you know, science fair vibes, like science fair winning vibes. And I'm like, that's totally me though. Like, this,
totally.
That is why it's giving that vibe. But definitely, I'm always, you know, reading a book, and not even for pleasure. It's like a boring book, nonfiction about this or that.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Always listening to podcasts. Like, I can't sit still without, like scratching that itch of, well, what else can I learn today?
Yeah.
For sure. And I think I'm definitely I can connect with people easily. I don't know how to find a word for this, but, I enjoy people. I'm very extroverted. Mm. I can connect with, like, I can find a commonality with somebody quickly and help people feel comfortable. But also just keep it light and fun, you know? But then I'm also just like, I'm just a go-getter. Like, I can get shit done. Like, I can put my head down and focus on a goal and map out the steps and put in the time. And I just, like, focus until it's done. So yeah. I would say those are probably my top three.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are huge. I love that. And I mean, love of learning. I feel like that's such a good one too. Cause I mean, it's like, that's life, right? We always have to be open to learning more, but yeah, you are so good at connecting with people. I love that about you, and I'm jealous of your extroversion skills. I mean, I'm like somewhat extroverted, but like not as much as you.
I was shocked actually, because you had mentioned a comment. You're like, oh yeah, you're extroverted, I'm not. And I was like, what? You're not? So you are definitely, if you are, you know, an introvert, you're an introvert extrovert, like you're a chameleon.
I'm like half and half. Yeah. Yeah.
Totally. Totally.
I think like when I've taken a personality quiz, it was like 57% extroversion and the rest was introversion. So like I love to be around people, but I also need that alone time to really like recharge and I need a balance. It has to be a balance. But yeah, see, you just said those with ease. And those are like huge qualities of who you are, right? Deep down, that is who you are. And that's what makes you happy, right? Like, so when you focus on those strengths, do you feel your best?
I do.
Yeah.
Yep, I do. Like in any one of those, I'm either feeling joyful or I'm in like a flow state where time just passes effortlessly. Like that's, I feel like that's kind of how you know you're experiencing joy, is when you don't even realize how much time has passed.
Exactly.
You're just in the moment. You're fully, this isn't the right word, but like engulfed in the moment. Right. Yeah. And that's how you know you're experiencing joy.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like in another one of those TED Talks too, where it was like when we're not focusing on like who we truly are and like what we're good at, it's like such an energy suck, right? Like, and as women and moms, like we only have so much time in the day when we have kids and whatnot. And it's like if we're not focusing on what, you know, brings us joy and what makes us happy and like who we actually are as a person, then no wonder we're so, you know, exhausted. It's like we're trying so hard to either be someone else, fix ourselves, when we have all of the power, like you said, in ourselves. And we don't need to be anybody else except us. And it's really just like finding those superpowers and using them. Like I know like for myself, like obviously I said I'm really good at discipline. Like I don't need anybody to motivate me to do that. I don't know. I just like I'm really good at creating structure around the things that I really enjoy doing and that make me feel good. And, you know, I'm also a great people person in a way where I feel like I can read people really well and see them for what they need in that moment. And, I mean, that helps me with coaching and with hairdressing. And also discipline does too, because, you know, when I'm doing hair, I'm using my creativity, which is one of my strengths, but it's also like you're on a time crunch too. And I get to really take that time for what it is and really see these people and give them what they need in that moment. And like you said, when time flies by and like you don't even know like that I'm still staying on time, but it's like the day is just flying because I am like I'm being who I am authentically, I'm doing what I do well, and I'm also like helping people in that time, and it feels right and it feels so good. And that's when I feel my best energy when I'm doing that. Yeah. So I don't know. It's like, how do we create this and spread the word to other women about like to focus on your strengths? I mean, we all say like stop comparing yourselves, right? But like that's so much easier said than done.
Yeah, I actually have the same question back to you. Like, why do you think that so many women hide their strengths or don't lean into their strengths? Meaning maybe they're living a little inauthentically, or they're trying to be someone they're not, or they think they need to be this type of person.
Yeah.
And then they end up working against themselves. Why do you think that happens?
I think it starts when we're kids. I mean, if you think about it, like, I mean, I know I've read so many parenting books and whatnot, but it's like, a lot of them, when it comes to like discipline and stuff like that, it's like we're always focusing on the negative with our kids, right? We're not focusing on what they're doing. What are they doing well? You know, of course, we have to guide them in the right direction when they're not doing the right things. But it's like, how often do you say no instead of being like, wow, you did this so well. You picked up these toys really well. Or like, you were so kind today. You know, we're so busy in our lives, we're focusing on like what they're doing wrong. And I think we do that to ourselves too. And it's most likely how we were raised as well. Even like, I mean, someone even brought up like in school, you're taught to learn, but are you taught what to learn, but are you taught how to learn? And like how to learn in a way that like really that you love. You know, it's like, are kids being taught that in school?
Yeah, I think what I'm hearing you say is there's this negativity bias. That sounds like what they were talking about in the TED Talk too, that our human brain just naturally, right, to keep ourselves out of danger or whatever the biological reason is, like we always focus on the negative, like what's wrong with this picture? What's wrong with the situation? You know, we're always kind of scanning the environment, like what could be better? What's wrong here? Rather than, yeah, like having gratitude and embracing what's good and what's going well and what, you know, what's working well and what our children are doing well. 'Cause when you pose that question, like how often you saying no versus celebrating, it really made me think. I don't think I say no like all the time, but I could definitely be celebrating her more.
Yeah, and
Yeah.
think of all the
Like I
things
definitely
our
lean
kids
more
are good
towards the
at.
negative.
Yeah, and us. Think about what you go about your day, and like at the end of the day, are you thinking about what you accomplished, or are you thinking about what you didn't get done? Because if you shift that perspective, it's like, wow, hold on. I did a lot today. Maybe I didn't get every single thing done that I wanted to do, but I did a lot. That's why I'm so exhausted. Or, you know what I mean? Or like, if you spent extra time with Blake and like maybe you didn't get the one task you needed to get done, but like you spent quality time with your daughter, are you thinking about what you didn't get done? Or are you thinking about those memories that you just made with your child?
Yeah,
Because
it's much easier to get down on ourselves than to like offer ourselves that encouragement and grace and just celebrate the shit out of ourselves for whatever reason. It's like
Right.
that there's a lot of resistance there.
Yeah, and I think we don't even take the time to do it, right? We're so busy, so trying to do all these things. It's like, when do we take the time to actually celebrate ourselves? Because I mean, of course we're going to think about celebrating our kids. Like you just said, it just made you think about it, right? And like we can all work on that. But it's like, when do we take the time to actually like celebrate what we did? Yeah. So maybe just starting to bring awareness to that. And I think also like choosing to break that cycle, right? Because I said like if we're brought up like this and this is how we're raising our kids, it's like it's a continued cycle. So like choosing to do something differently than what the world is telling us that we're supposed to do. Because yeah, I mean, I think it's really hard in our culture to just get sucked in to what everyone else is doing. What do you want to do? And what makes you feel good? What are you good at? And not trying to just be something that they're telling you to do.
Since you're very spiritual, this is one of your strengths. I maybe this will hit with you too, but I just feel like we have this generational purpose. Like millennials have this generational purpose to be the mold breakers. Like we are working on healing so much generational trauma. And that is like one of the biggest intentions of mine. This is why I go to therapy, right? This is why I have coaches in my life. This is why I have friends like you. Like I surround myself with people who can help guide that awareness and give and provide tools and even just like an environment to heal and to move through that. And it's a lot of work. It's a lot of freaking work. But don't you feel like there's this generational purpose or karma that we're all carrying and we're all kind of focused on it in one way or another?
Yeah, totally. I mean, I think that for every generation, because, well, I mean, not everyone's aware of that, though, right? I actually don't even think I'm a millennial because I'm so much older than you. But I think, like, you should always want to do better than what came before, right? Like, to make positive changes. And I do think you're right, though, because, like, even just with the health industry and, like, how we're trying to start this movement of just, like, prevention over, like, treating disease, you know, it's like something small like that. And I think with women, too, I think with moms, with women, we're all trying to get to that point of support over competition. And I know, like, this weekend, like you said, we were at the expo and it's a women's expo. There are men there, but a lot of it is women-owned businesses. And it's just like, even just being in the room and surrounding yourselves, I'm getting goosebumps right now, with mostly moms too, that are literally working their butt off to get their business out there. You were there. It's so much work to get there. And then those 2 days are so intense. It's like running a marathon each day and putting that work in and just having those people around you that are doing the same thing. It's so inspiring. And like you said, when you put yourself in those situations where you have those friends, you have those resources, or even just acquaintances that you know, these businesswomen that are doing the same thing as you, it really it shines like on your life. Like, it shines a light on your life to continue on, never give up, to make the changes you need to make and to do what you need to do, you know, for yourself and for your family and your business. And I think that right there, I mean, I don't remember that when I was a kid. So I think that's a huge change in wherever we are going and whatever changes we want to make in the future. Do you remember that when you were a kid? I mean, what year were you born?
So I'm 89.
Okay.
And I think you, so were you born before 1980?
No. I'm 84.
Okay. Okay. So you're what we call an elder millennial. so you're leading the charge to this generational trauma healing.
Oh, it's so funny. I mean, I think entrepreneurs in general have changed so much over the years. And obviously, like, women owned businesses have become so much more prominent, which is just incredible.
Yes.
Yeah. And I do think we're making changes. Sometimes it doesn't feel like it. But it is. It is. It's changed so much. And I hope to continue, like, even with this podcast, just, like, putting these ideas out there that, you know, starting with yourself, you can actually make a change just by making a change within yourself.
And
that might be just finding what your strengths are. So, I mean, I'm definitely going to link the quiz below for character strengths because, I mean, character is who we are. So, you know, showing up as who you are and being able to put that out there every day is going to give you more energy. And I just think being your authentic self, it's like, it just feels right, right? Like, you don't feel like you're pretending. You know, pretending is exhausting. It's like finding that.
You feel like you're forcing it.
Right. That's exhausting. And I don't think it happens overnight. I think you have to practice it too.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
I want to know what your own personal belief is, but do you think these strengths can change over time? Or do you think these are God-given, like, these are her talents, this is what we should really lean into, this is a part of our own personal journey and purpose, or can we evolve over time and gain new strengths?
It's a good question. I don't know. I mean, that's kind of why I kept taking the quiz, because I'm like, did my strengths change? But they haven't yet, and I think I've taken it 3 times over the past like 4 or 5 years. I don't know, but I mean, I definitely think you can gain more strengths though, because like, I was a pretty like, growing up, I was not disciplined. I was super lazy. I just wanted things to just come to me naturally, and they didn't, and I had to work really, really hard, and that didn't come until like later in my life where I became more disciplined. So I definitely think you can gain more strengths, but maybe those character strengths don't change. I'm guessing. I don't know. I mean, you should talk to this guy that created this quiz maybe and see if it changes.
Right, we should ask him.
Yeah,
feel like, is this what we're working with, or
yeah,
does this evolve over time based off of the season of life that we're in, based off of I don't know, going to therapy or doing some sort of work in one area, being really disciplined about one thing? Or is it like, hey, this is just knowing, hey, these are your strengths, lean into them, right?
Yeah.
Is it as simple as that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think like, so character, I mean, you can build character, right? Like, or you can work on character. Maybe this is just like the foundation of like, this is your personality, this is who you are, but it doesn't mean you can't like get better at your character. I mean, even like looking at my traits, I mean, I could get better at gratitude, I could get better at learning, you know, I could get better at my spirituality, even the creativity, all of them. Honesty. I mean, everyone can be more honest, even like with yourself, you know. It's like,
yeah.
So
yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like that's your natural given strength. So maybe you're not excelling at that strength, but it's there and it just needs a little sharpening or a little
Right.
honing.
Or
If
that's what
we
makes you
focus
feel your
on honing
best.
in,
Right.
then it will just come easy and we'll be like, whoa, this is awesome.
Right. Or it gives you your best energy because that's who authentically you are. Like I feel my best when I'm being honest with myself and with others. You know, if I'm not being honest, then I'm not going to really feel good about myself. Like I said, pretending, like God, pretending is like such an energy zap, especially for me. Like, so yeah. But yeah, I found, so I don't know if you ever, so I was watching this movie with Gray and I think it's like Aquila and the Bee. Have you seen that one?
No.
So it's not a cartoon, it's like a movie, and it's about this little girl. It's something about spelling bee. But anyway, they come up, there's this quote in there, and they say it was Nelson Mandela, but it's actually not. It's a woman. And I looked it up after because it like moved me so much. But they say this quote is from Nelson Mandela, but it's actually from this woman, Mary Ann Williamson, and she's like Oprah's mentor. But anyway, she wrote this book and it's really good. It's called A Return to Love. And I found it in here, and I don't know why they didn't give her credit for this in the movie, but I'm gonna read it to end our day today. But it's like, our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small doesn't serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we're liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. And I'll stop there, but how incredible is that? And it's like basically everything that we just talked about today that, you know, we're afraid to shine our own light, but when we do, it actually liberates others to do the same thing. And I feel like that's the movement that we're in now, Grace, that if we start putting ourselves out there and start really shining what we're good at, other people will do the same.
I love it. I literally have chills listening to that. Like I couldn't agree with that quote more. In fact, I want you to tell me again what that book was. I do feel like ever since I came back into becoming a health coach. So I started in 2020, had my daughter, took a step back, re-strategized, came back at it last year, and have really ever since the transformational journey of becoming a mother, that has changed me and my perspective and has changed the way that I have entered into this trying to build my own business. When I shine my light, it is magnetic. The people that are attracted to me and that I can like pull up alongside me, it's so awesome. It's fun. It makes it so fun. But I totally get it. Like I definitely do fear that power that we have. And I think women especially have that magical power, and we've got to lean into that.
It will change the world. It will.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, this was awesome. So fun.
So fun.
Yeah. So thank you guys for listening in. And if anyone has a topic, I did get a couple ideas. So Grace, I'll have to talk to you about that for the next one. But if everyone has any other ideas for a discussion, definitely reach out to us. And yeah, we'll get it going.
Sounds good.
Thanks for
Have a great
joining me.
day.
All right, I'll talk to
Bye.
you later. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Empowerhood is brought to you by Flourish Everyday Coaching. Check them out in the link below. And again, thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it. If you could take 60 seconds of your time and leave us an Apple review, this helps share the news about this podcast and help women all over the world. If you want to see the video version of this podcast, you can go to our YouTube channel and subscribe there. Thank you so much, and we'll see you at the next episode.